Hello and welcome to T4L Kids Magazine. This is issue 17, term 2, 2024, and this is the podcasting edition. Our cover image today is of two students from Exeter Public School using the new podcasting kit, and this is a New South Wales Government publication. Turning on over to page 2, where we have our welcome note from the Director for Digital Teaching and Learning, Linda Lazenby. Welcome to this episode, issue of T4L Kids. Podcasting has taken the world by storm. Did you know that there are 4.3 million total registered podcasts around the world? That means over a whopping 464 million people are listening to their favorite podcasts. Do you have a topic you want to explore with your classmates and friends? Could you interview experts? Do you have a story to tell through the world of audio and sound? This issue takes you through all the processes of podcasting, from research to script writing, through the production studio and sound, to publishing and promoting your podcast for others to enjoy. Signing off for now. To the left-hand side of this page, we have all of the contributors for this issue. Our editorial director is Linda Lazenby, our editor, Yvette Pashoglian, our designer is Arne Ha, and our contributors, Megan Anderson, Claire Anderson, and Tom Anderson. And T4L Kids is created on Gadigal land. For more information, visit t4l.link/T4L Kids. And our thanks to the teachers and students of Exeter Public School who appear in this issue. And for teachers, did you know that there is a companion magazine for teachers all about podcasting? This issue of magazine.t4l on podcasting complements this student's edition. And click here to check out the latest edition of magazine.t4l. And listen up to your podcasting playlist. Here we have some of our favorite podcasts. Make sure to give them a go. The first one is Squiz Kids. Next is Story Kids. We have Imagine This, Fierce Girls, At Home with Bree, and lastly, the Big Life Kids podcast. And all of these podcasts come with links and check them out. That takes us to page number 3 now, titled Ready, Set, Pod. Get to know the lingo of podcasting. Learn the essential terms of podcasting and sound like a professional. First up is podcast. So, what is a podcast? This is an audio file that can be downloaded and shared with listeners. These files are usually in an MP4 format. Sometimes they are called a pod for short. Next is jingle. A jingle is like the theme music of your podcast. It can set the tone of your podcast. For example, upbeat music is a great way to hook your listeners and get them interested in your content. Host and co-host. Hosts hold the podcast together. You can have one or more hosts. More than one host can make it fun and allows you to bounce ideas off of each other. It's much more interesting for listeners. And what about sting? These are little musical grabs of sound that you can use to create interest in your podcast. Stings on podcasts are upbeat and can also mark the end of each section of your content, such as following an interview. What about guests? These are the people you host on your podcast. You can invite friends, experts, or anyone you like. Just make sure you introduce them properly and welcome them to your chatting space. What about a subscriber? These are the people who follow your podcast or listen to it each week. Your subscribers love your content and usually plan to listen to it or download it each time you release it. Now, what about episodes? Podcasts are released as individual episodes across a series. Some podcasts last for one series, and some have been going on for years. And what about platform? This is the place where your podcast can be found. It might be a page on your school website or a special Google site that you create. You may also launch it on a professional platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And what about content? Your content is what your podcast is about. What topics does your podcast cover? Is your podcast just you or you and a co-host? And is your content a mix of interviews, tips, or perhaps jokes. And what about intros and outros? This is the way that you intro or introduce your podcast each week to listeners. It might involve a short script and some music. Your outro, the opposite of an introduction, is also important as it leaves a lasting impression on your listeners. And lastly, branding. Branding can be more than the logo that you launch your podcast with. It's about the ideas and the emotions that make your podcast special. What's your brand? Time for page number 4 now, and this one is titled Make Your Own Podcast. Here we meet Claire, who's 11, and Tom, who's 9. Now, they are a dynamic sister and brother duo who are also podcast creators. They set up a home studio to record their podcast, The Clom Podcast. Claire plus Tom equals Clom. Their first episode is all about one of their pet subjects, goats. Now, home studio, what do you need? First up, you need something soft to absorb the sound. They use a bed. You need a table, and they used a door. Microphones, they just used a computer or a tablet will do. Headphones, you can hear your tracks clearly, and software for editing. Clom, they use WeVideo, but you could use Canva, Adobe Express, GarageBand, or iMovie. And on this wonderful page, we have images of Tom and Claire in their podcast studio. And at the bottom of page number 4, we have some tips. First up is Claire. So Claire's tips, be organized. The better you know your stuff, the easier it flows. And talk about your passions. We love dogs, goats, food, and jokes. And find a quiet place. Background noise can be very distracting. Be confident and enthusiastic. If you are interested in what you are saying, your listeners will be too. And what about Tom's tips? Tom says you need to hook the listener. The first few sentences need to wow them. Keep your hands still. A little tap on the mic or table can make a loud noise in your recording. Short is sweet. Cut out the boring bits when you're editing. And lastly, music adds emotion. We love making our own using GarageBand, making sure it suits our topic and has the right feel. That takes us on over to page 5 now, titled Classroom Studio. Now, recording a podcast in your classroom is simple. You can either use your computer and its inbuilt microphone, or you can use the STEM.T4L podcasting kit if your school has one. Now, what about an outside broadcast? You can take your podcast outside or on the road and record in nature. Your microphone might even pick up ambient sounds, the rumble of roads, the twitter of birds, or the singing of cicadas nearby. Just remember to check your sound levels and make sure that your voices can be heard over any other sounds. And all across page number 5, we have some awesome imagery of students using the podcasting kit in the classroom. And also outside. So maybe you should give it a go. Page number 6, titled Step-by-Step Guides to Podcasting. Here, we watch these videos in the classroom and get ready for the podcasting journey. First up is What's in the Box. Now, this video, which goes for 3 minutes and 58 seconds, introduces the podcasting kit. You can explore the STEM.T4L podcasting kit and its role in enhancing students' communication skills, digital literacy, creativity, and confidence. The kit includes 16 Chromebooks, 16 microphones, a Rodecaster Pro 2, and accessories for individual or student podcasting. Number 2 is titled Microphone Setup and Features. This one goes for 3 minutes. And this video discusses the professional microphones included in the kit and provides a step-by-step guide on setting up the microphone. Third is a good microphone technique. Now, this video goes for 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Here, you learn how to achieve high-quality audio when using the microphone. This video covers microphone setup, speaking techniques, the use of a pop filter, and handling precautions during recording to ensure clear and enjoyable podcast content. And we have a pro tip. Now, this pro tip is from Samantha Turnbull, and she is a podcast producer for ABC Kids Listen. And you can read more about Sam's work on page 10, just so you know. But what about this tip? How important is the tech you use in making podcasts? We're very lucky at ABC Kids Listen to have great studios, equipment, and software that helps us create high-quality podcasts. But you can create podcasts with nothing but a computer, smartphone, or tablet, if that's all you have. Continuing on from page 6 onto page 7 now, where we have our video number 4, titled Chromebooks and Wii Video Editing. Now, this video goes for 2 minutes and 53 seconds. This instructional video shows the step-by-step process of recording, editing, and exporting a podcast using the Wii Video software. And number 5, titled Chromebooks and Wii Video Editing for Your Teachers. This one goes for 6 minutes 10, and this video demonstrates how teachers can obtain a Wii Video license, create classes, and add their students. Number 6 is Studio Podcasting Setup. Now, this one goes for 4 minutes and 46 seconds, and this video explains the process of setting up a studio podcast using the Rodecaster Pro 2, allowing up to 4 microphones simultaneously. And number 7, our last video, Rodecaster Tips and Tricks. Now, this one goes for 5 minutes and 22 seconds, and this is delving into the professional controls of the Rodecaster Pro 2. This video explores sliding faders, listen and mute buttons, virtual faders, and the show library. Also, Bluetooth connectivity, managing saved recordings, and troubleshooting for an optimal podcasting experience. And to the bottom of page 7, we have a Did You Know? 43% of Australians aged 12 plus have listened to a podcast in the past month. 33% have listened to a podcast in the last week. 1 in 10 Australians aged 12 plus listen to podcasts daily. And our source here is the Edison Report from 2023. Moving on to page number 8 now, titled Listen Up, and we have our feature of Exeter Public School. Now, the bell. The kids at Exeter Public School love podcasting and their student podcast, The Bell. And this has been going strong for over a year. The Bell is a news podcast covering what's happening in their school, featuring interviews with special guests, the principal, teachers, and other students about activities and events happening around the school. But why is it called The Bell? Well, the podcast is named after a piece of school pride. The original bell in the school represents not only a link to the past, but will be a part of the school's future. The school began life in 1891 as a single schoolhouse in a dairy farm community. That's why you'll also hear a bell in the podcast. And what about skills? Putting together the bell is a team effort. Students plan the content for each show, including developing a schedule and a plan for the program, finding the guests for each episode, writing the questions and preparing the interviews, and then planning the production and release of the podcast. This includes collaboration skills together with the technical skills of recording, editing, and publishing their podcast. The students even interview special guests outside of school, such as athletes and other podcasters. And lastly is the tech side. The Bell, released on a platform called Wii Video, together with their teacher, Mrs. Hutt, the students have published 4 episodes, and this year are working on even bigger and better things. So watch, or should I say listen, to this space. Also, check out their logo and their tagline. Our accompanying imagery for this page is of some smiling Exeter students using the podcasting kit, utilizing the headphones, and using the high-quality microphones that come with the kit. Page number 9 now, titled Hilltop Road Public School. Hilltop Road Public School is home to the awesome H-Pop Studio, a place where creativity, grooves, and rhythms meet. The studio is a fun, creative place designed to record the sounds of beatboxing. Here, they are exploring the sounds of podcasting, beatboxing, and more. They have a special mascot, Howie the Dog, overseeing everything they do in the studio, and together with their teachers are working on celebrating the diversity of voices, languages, and experiences in the Hilltop Road community. The students are developing professional production skills so that they can take them into high school and the world beyond. And what about Berry Public School? The Berry Way podcast by students at Berry Public School aims to capture the heart and soul of the school. Berry Public School was one of the first New South Wales public schools to get into podcasting, and it's worth checking out their podcast for ideas. The Berry Way is hosted and presented by the student leadership team, and students gather vox pops from fellow students and teachers and feature a principal's report with fun stories too. Our accompanying imagery on page 9, we have some of the Hilltop Road students using keyboards and utilizing their very lovely studio. And down the bottom, we have students from Berry Public School designing some of their episodes and also utilizing vox pops and their acknowledgement to country at a school assembly. Page number 10, and we get to meet a real life podcaster. Samantha Turnbull is a professional podcast producer with ABC Kids Listen. She is also an author and a journalist. We go behind the scenes with Samantha in the studio. Our first question for Samantha is, how did you get started with podcasting? I started working as a journalist and presenter at a commercial radio station in the early 2000s, before moving to the ABC. In between, I also worked at a kids' summer camp radio station in the USA. I became interested in podcasts a few years later because, unlike live radio, you could listen to them when and where you wanted. My first podcasting job was writing for the ABC's Fierce Girls, and that happened because I'd written a series of kids' books with a similar theme, the Anti-Princess Club. Since then, I've produced a whole bunch of podcasts for the ABC and mostly for ABC Kids Listen, a radio station and app for kids and their grown-ups. Our next question. Do you record in a studio? Yes, but not always. We record most of our presenters in professional ABC studios with mixing desks and microphones. But we also do a lot of recordings in the field with portable recorders. You can hear some great recordings from out and about in our ABC Kids Listen podcast, Noisy by Nature. And what's your favorite aspect of creating kids' podcasts? I love the inspiring real-life stories of the subjects in Fierce Girls. I love piecing together the sound effects and to create the diverse landscapes and creature voices in Dino Dome. I love hearing the thoughts and opinions of kids in news time, and I love hearing about cultures from around the world in Animal Sound Safari. Do you have a favorite tool? I love editing audio, so my favorite tool would have to be audio editing programs. I like Reaper and Wavelab, but there are lots to choose from. And do you have a favorite podcast? I love all of ABC Kids Listen's podcasts, but especially Little Yarns. It's a podcast about the diverse languages, stories, and countries of Indigenous Australia. And are you working on anything new we should know about? Yes, I'm currently producing season 4 of Dino Dome. It's been a huge hit with more than 3 million downloads of podcast episodes and more than 4 million views of the animations we make to go with them on YouTube. And what are your 3 top pro tips for creating a podcast? Number 1, start with a great idea for a show. It helps if your idea is unique. Number 2, plan your podcast in the same way you plot a story that you write. Think about how it will start, build, and end. And number 3, use sound effects and music. Sounds help bring stories to life and let the audience create images in their minds. The supporting graphics across this interview with Samantha are all of her amazing products she's been creating. We have an image of Animal Sound Safari and an image of Dino Dome and Little Green Pod. And lastly now on page number 12 is take your podcast to the next level. First up is our production pro tip, finding music. Make sure you use music and sounds that are free to use. Check out the following websites for Creative Commons music that is available to use for free: SoundCloud, Gemento, Film Music, and CC Mixter are all some options to get you started. Next is publishing pro tip, where you can make your logo stand out. Podcast logos are memorable and instantly recognizable. How can you capture the essence of your podcast in a tiny image that's going to be seen on a phone or computer screen? Think about colors and fonts and an image that you might want to use. Try creating your logo with Canva, podcast logo templates, or Keynote templates. And lastly is promotion pro tip. Share it out loud and proud. Promoting your podcast is the way to get your podcast heard and your listeners up. Where and how can you share your amazing podcast once you have produced it? And you could create a promotional flyer to share it out, or create a Google site, or maybe create a social media image. And that is it. We are done. That is the end of another amazing edition of T4L Kids Magazine. I hope you can take some of these amazing tips on podcasting and implement them in your classroom today. I'm Jacob Druce. Ciao for now.